This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Cabin Creations in Phillips, there's a pre-Thanksgiving pop-up bakery. They invite you to get ready for Thanksgiving with fresh baked breads, babkas, cinnamon rolls, and some extra special treats. Limited quantities will be available, so pre-ordering is highly encouraged to secure your favorites. Otherwise, pop in early to grab some deliciousness before it's gone. Once again, that's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Cabin Creations in Phillips. The Wisconsin rifle season is officially in full swing. Brittany Merlot has some tips for tree stand safety.
Prioritize safety, particularly when using tree stands. Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doering, a physician assistant at Aspyrus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Unfortunately, some of those occur within our community. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures, and unfortunately some lacerations, and in more severe cases we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
A smaller tree, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Old A Mercantile invites you out for their first ever Christmas season kickoff. This will feature free family event activities, a soup and breadstick sale provided by the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization, and free photo opportunities with holiday characters, raffles, and more. Brittany Eichmann Photography and B&B Insurance are excited to be offering a professional holiday photo experience, reservation only, with Santa from 3 to 5 p.m. You won't want to miss this holiday experience. Any questions can be directed to 715-246-4043. Once again, this is Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 399 Division Street here in Park Falls. Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have 2 home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won 4 in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As loved as Marvel films are by fans, there is no shortage of people who love to take a shot at the studio. Add Frances Hannon to the list. The Oscar-winning makeup and hair designer for Wicked was tasked with making Cynthia Erivo's character, Elphaba, green. Another Oscar nomination for Hannon, no doubt. Hannon praised director John Chu for using practical and tangible sets as opposed to Marvel films, which are all green screen and CGI. Not sure she'll be hired by Marvel again, but not sure she cares. Henry Winkler's daughter was almost famous. Zoe Winkler recently recalled on her What's in the Winkler podcast that she almost did a reality TV show with a pre-fame Kim Kardashian years ago. Zoe Winkler, who is now a teacher, was in the running to be the Bachelorette until the fans said, "Hey, no way." It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. Glickhead Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.